At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a show about SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. I'm your host, Will Walden. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the future of Starship at Boca Chica Starbase, Texas. And we're going to be talking about some things that will need to happen in order for the next Starship and the next booster to do a orbital flight test that should, in theory, be happening sometime this year, according to Gwynne Shotwell and also Elon Musk. Now, if you're not familiar, Booster 7 has been moved from Stage 0 at Starbase to the bay again. And this seems to be for further testing and also possibly for the grid fins to be attached to the top of Booster 7. Booster 7 just went through an array of cryogenic testing and it seemed to be successful. Hey, let me know what you think in the comments. When do you think this is actually going to launch? And do you think it's going to be Ship 24 and Booster 7 or Ship 24 and Booster 8? Because Booster 8's almost complete. If you look at that data, it looks like the next step for Booster 7 would be to get the grid fins. They do some checkouts of Booster 7, and then they move it back to the orbital flight area a couple miles down Highway 4 towards Boca Chica Beach and put it back on the pad, put it back on the orbital pad, and continue doing some more cryo testing. It will take a couple more cryo tests and some more pressure tests in order to get this properly tested for the orbital flight test launch, hopefully sometime this summer. Now, they did have a pipe that they replaced in the middle of Booster 7. The downcomer pipe seemingly was crushed, and it looked like that went all well with the recent cryogenic tests. So going forward, it seems like they're going to continue doing those cryo tests down there at the orbital flight area. Now, they're working on the lift arms at this point. They're working on stage zero at this point. That's the stage that's underneath the booster. That's all the launch stuff that's underneath the booster and the ship. So stage zero, meaning the lift arms, the launch pad, all the piping and all the electronics, everything, aviation stuff that's at the bottom, that's called stage zero. So have that they're working on still, and they continue to work on that. Elon has said numerous times that stage zero is just as hard, or if not harder, to get right than boosters and ships. So even if they do have a booster ready, and if they have a ship ready, if stage zero isn't ready, then they can't launch the orbital flight test until this is all complete. And you have to remember that sometimes these things will take a long time. I'm the same way as you. I feel the same way about all of these tests. I wish they would get this done so I could watch a launch. Like, that's what I'm hoping for sometime this summer. I'm going to come back down to the Brownsville area when they do an orbital flight test, and I will watch a launch, possibly from South Padre Island or some other area around this place. I've been living in Brownsville for the last 8 months, and it is absolutely beautiful down there. And it will be an amazing sight to see a fully stacked Starship fly. And Elon has said this numerous times. Maybe it's not going to clear the pad. Maybe it's not going to make it out of the stage zero area. And if that were to happen, the future of Starbase would be put into a little bit of jeopardy and would be pushed back a little bit. Starbase Texas, I should say, because they're also building a Starbase type facility over in.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Kennedy Space Center near 39A, pad 39A, where they launch Falcon 9s from. Hey, if you could take a second and please like this video, if you like this kind of content, that would be really helpful. Thank you. And they launch humans to the International Space Station from that area. And they also have pad 49. That whole area still has to undergo development and testing and things like that in order for them to actually build a two stage zeros, I should say. So that's in the works, and that's a huge, huge area for SpaceX, but there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done for that, and that's going to be years down the line. So they're working on this Texas site, and if they get the environmental review passed down here at Texas, then we could possibly see a launch sometime, maybe sometime this summer. So Gwynne Chetwell said, you know, hopefully June, July. And Elon has kind of said the same thing, parroted the same thing, that it's possible that it's June or July. Now, we've already had completion of some of the environmental review for Starship launch facilities down there. The Endangered Species Act consultation is complete. Section 106 review is complete. This is all from the FAA, so it has to go through the FAA in order to launch as well. Endangered Species Act consultation, NOAA, and the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act, Section 305, are all done. The only thing that's left to be done is the full environmental assessment, and that will be done in 14 days from today. So that's possible that once that's completed, they need to have flight readiness for ship and booster, but I don't think they're going to get it done in 15 days. I think it's going to take a little bit longer than that. I don't think at the end of this month we're going to get a launch of Starship and Booster 7. They have a lot of testing to be done. We don't even know where all the Raptor 2s are at this point for the ship and the booster. Booster's 33 engines. Ship has engines as well, so there's a lot of engines that are kind of out in the wild someplace, or at their McGregor testing facility. And there's been a couple mishaps at McGregor lately, or possible test to failure tests going on. So there's a possibility that the Raptor 2s aren't even done yet, you know, and that they still need to produce a bunch of Raptor 2s in order to get this flight ready. So it could be months before the Raptor 2s are even ready for this. So I'm just kind of putting this into perspective of what is even possible at this point. So the next step here, assemble ship 24, looks like a really great next step here. Ship 24 would be absolutely perfect. It would be a perfect time to take it down to the orbital flight pad. Not quite yet, but soon. But take ship 24 to the orbital flight pad, test it out with the chopsticks. They still have to do a fit test with 24 and booster 7 as well. So when they fully stack the ship on top of the booster, then they can do full cryogenic testing of a full starship, which is going to take a little bit of time too. And I don't want to be a downer here, but I just want to let everybody know, in comparison to what we have been seeing, you know, Falcon 9s launch all the time, and we all want Starship to launch, but there's a possibility we may be here until, you know, September or October, possibly even next year before a Starship launches. So just hang in there, stay active in the community, hang out, make a comment below, please. Let me know what you think and when you think Starship, if it's going to be Ship 24 and Booster 7, are going to launch. Please let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching, everybody. Take care. Have a great day. And I'll see you next time on the Space News Pod.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money.